People that were sitting down together to eat, but they didn't recline in the normal fashion on beds. Instead, they were sitting down upright when they were eating. Each person has to make their own bracha. You wouldn't have one of them say, "Amai Tilech Menaretz," and pass to the other one from the bracha. And since in those days, the normal way of eating together would be to recline on beds, since they are not reclining, they are just sitting upright, it's as if they're not eating together, and therefore, each one has to make their own bracha. One of them cannot be made to the other from a bracha. Hesebu, Echad Mubarak Luku. But if they're all reclining in the normal way on bed, when they are eating, since they are eating together, this is considered kavah, suta, set place for a lot of people eating together, and therefore, one of them can say amotzi and pass to the other one from making a bracha. Now the Mefarshim said, if before they ate, they all made up to eat in a specific place, and all went to that place to eat, in such a case, since they had made up to eat there together, even though they did not recline, it is considered a kavah suta, a place where a lot of people are eating together, and therefore one of them can be making the other from a bracha, even though they are not reclining. V'alahem yayin b'tocham magam. Ko'acha v'echad mevarech lasim. If there are a bunch of people eating together, and they drink wine in the middle of the meal, and they didn't, then when you drink wine in the middle of a meal, even though you wash for bread, you still have to make a barer pri hagefen on the yayin. Since they're in the middle of the meal, each one of them should make his own bracha on the yayin. We shouldn't have one of them say barer pri hagefen and pass to the other. The reason being is that since they're busy eating, they might not listen carefully to the bracha. Another reason given is that we're afraid since one of them, when he makes the bracha, the other one should say amen, they might have something in their mouth. And when they say amen, they might choke on what they're eating. So therefore, it's better that each one makes his own bracha so they don't say amen on the other person's bracha. But if the wine was only brought out after they had already finished eating, in such a case, since they're only making the bracha on wine after they've already finished eating, they don't all make their own bracha on the yayin. Instead, one of them should say bar pregafen on the yayin, and the other one would say a may. They wouldn't have to make their own bracha. And since they've already finished eating, it's better that one of them be moti the other, as barob am hadras melech. When a lot of people get together for a bracha, that's a hadar splendor to the melech, to the king, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's better that one should say the bracha and they all should say amen, than all of them make their own bracha. So therefore, since the wine is only brought out after they finish eating, it's possible for one of them to say the bracha, and the rest, instead of making their own bracha, would say amen on his bracha, and they would be yotze with that. But who I mer am mugmor? Apal pi she'en mevin et mugmor el lachar suda. The one that is mostly the other one with benching should also be the one to make the bracha on the mugmor that is brought after the suda. The mugmor is a nice smelling besamet. It's put on a pan on the fire and smoke rises up in the besamet. That gives a very nice smell. And the bracha that you make on the mugmor is borei atzei besamet, as they would be etzim of besamim that are put on the fire. And the one who is the one that benched and was mostly the other one with the benching should also be the one to say borei atzei besamet on the mugmor, even though the mugmor is not part of the meal. It's only brought out after the meal. But since the one who is mostly the other one was benching started with the mitzvah by benching and be mostly the other ones, he should complete the mitzvah by also making a borei atzei besamet on the mugmor to be mostly the other ones with that bracha. They would say amen to his bracha. They wouldn't have to make their own bracha on the besamet. Seventh bracha, paravav, mishnah zayin, heviyu lefanav maliach b'tchila upazim. Varech ha-maliach upaiter et ha-paz. Sha-paz tzpeila lo. Somebody who has a maliach brought in front of him first. Maliach is a food that's very salty. Shuts as a salty pizza fit. And he makes sure to call the Eved Vora on the maliach. And after he eats the maliach, he eats bread. Not because he really wants to eat bread, but because it's difficult to eat a maliach without bread. The din is that the bracha that he makes on the maliach would potter the pas. He wouldn't have to make a mozi lechem and aretz on the pas. Because the pas is toppled to the maliach, meaning to say, the pas is secondary to the maliach. He didn't really want to eat bread. He didn't want to eat the maliach. So he doesn't have to make a bracha on the pas. The shakoni abzivarov makes on the maliach would potter the pas. Now the Mefarshim said, And normally, pop would not be tofel to a malich. And pop normally is the ikar. Bread is usually the most important thing that he eats. And normally, you would make hamayt lechem and aris on the bread, and that would pop to the other food that you eat after the bread. But here we're talking about a very special case. The case we're talking about where he ate a lot of peros genusa, or peros genusa, a fruit that comes from the place genusa in Eretz Yisrael, that the fruit there is very, very sweet. And he ate a lot of it, until the point that he ate so much sweet fruit, he had to eat a malach, he had to eat something salty afterwards to counteract all the sweet fruit that he ate. In such a case, he eats the malach together with bread, and the bread is tofel to the malach, as is only eating the malach because he ate all that fruit, and the bread is only eating because it's difficult to eat the malach without bread. That's the case in which the bread is tofel to the malach, and he would make a bracha on the malach and pass the bread. But normally, bread would not be tofel to the malach. Instead, the opposite would be true. The malach would be tofel to the bread. You'd make hamayt lechem and aris on the bread and pass the malach. That haklal, this is the general rule regarding ikar and tofel. Kol shu ikar v'imo tefela, v'varach ala ikar u'poter et tefela. Anytime you have two types of food that you eat, one of them is ikar, one of them is important food that you're eating, the other one is tofel secondary to the other food, you'd first make a bracha on the ikar, and that would potter the tofel. Once you made a bracha on the ikar food, you wouldn't have to make a bracha on the tofel food, even if the tofel food is a different bracha than the ikar food. As long as you eat the ikar first, in such a case, the bracha that you make on the ikar would potter up the bracha that you otherwise would have made on the tofel. But you eat the tofel first, in such a case, you have to make a bracha on the tofel. Since you have not yet made a bracha, you didn't eat the ikar yet, even though the tofel is secondary, since you're eating it first, you'd have to make a bracha on the tofel.